Welcome to Maseches Baba Metzia, Perek Dalet, the Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. I just want to give a small introduction, a small hakdama, before we begin this Perek. The next two Mishnayis, the Mishnah is going to discuss an important concept. We know the halacha is that metaltalin, movable objects, the way that one acquires them is with meshicha, by drawing the object closer to a person, or hakba, picking the object up, mesira, the owner giving it over hand to hand to the purchaser. However, we know at the same time that ma'os einan koinos. If somebody pays for an object that they're purchasing from you, they do not acquire that object. A kinyan has to be done, an act of acquisition has to be done in order for the object to become yours. That's concept number one. Concept number two is that there's an idea or a concept called chalipin. Chalipin is that two individuals that exchange or barter objects to one another. So for example, one fellow has a bottle of wine and he needs oil. And the other fellow has a bottle of oil and he needs wine. So they barter it, they exchange it to one another. As soon as one of them picks up the object, then it becomes his and he acquires it. So as opposed to money, as soon as you pay, it doesn't do anything. The object still remains the other fellow's. But when a kinyan is made, when you pick up the object, it becomes yours and the other object becomes the other person's. And the same thing with chalipin, when one exchanges an object with somebody else, when one of the fellows picks it up, it becomes his, and the other object becomes the fellow that he's exchanging it with. On that note, says the Mishnah, Hazahav, a golden coin, koine es hakesef, acquires a coin of silver. That means to say like this. If two people, one fellow is giving his friend 25 silver coins for one gold coin. The halacha is that if he gives them the 25 silver coins, the act of acquisition didn't happen, the kinyan didn't happen. The other fellow doesn't own the gold coin yet, because he's paying for it. And ma'is ain't a kindness. By giving money, you don't acquire it. But if the fellow that's getting the gold coin picks up the gold coin, that's considered like an object. That's not considered like money. And the halacha is in that situation that the object becomes his and the money becomes his friend's. Says the Mishnah, v'hakestet ain't a kindness azab, like we just explained, that if one picks up the money, that does not make the object acquired, because ma'is ain't a kindness, one cannot acquire with money. Similarly, if a person buys copper coins and he pays with it with silver coins, the halacha is that by just giving the money, that does nothing. But if he picks up the copper coins, if the buyer picks up the copper coins, that's like picking up the object, because copper coins in comparison to silver coins are not considered money. But the flip side, if a person picks up the silver coins, he does not acquire the copper coins because that's considered money. Let's say a person has coins that went out of circulation and somebody's paying him money for it. When one picks up the coin, these coins that are out of circulation, that enacts the transaction, that's the act of acquisition. However, says the Mishnah, good coins cannot acquire coins that are out of circulation. Why is that? Because those are not considered, that's considered, the good coins are considered money. Asimoin, a coin that has not yet been minted, it doesn't yet have the imprint on it, koines hamatbea. When one picks that up, then the money becomes theirs, that enacts the transaction. V'hamatbea koines asimoin. But if, let's say, a person picks up coins, that does not automatically enact the acquisition of the coins that have no imprint yet. Hamataltlin koines hamatbea. If someone pays money for movable objects, and the fellow who's buying the movable objects picks them up, that enacts the transaction. However, vatbea koines ataltlin. Just because he gives the money to the other fellow, that's considered paying with money. That's not a kinyan. That's not an act of acquisition. Zeha klal, says the Mishnah. This is the rule of thumb. Kol metaltlin koine zeh. If two people exchange movable objects, like we said, a jug of oil for a jug of wine, then it works. But when it's done with money, one has to pick up the actual object. And however, if one picks up the money, moisein and koines, money does not acquire. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.